Yeah, my name's Stephen. I'm from New South Wales. I'm a proud Warramai man. I pay my respects to the elders, past, present, emerging. I want to pay my respects to the Warrong people for allowing us to have this here today. To you guys, 3CR, we appreciate it. He's coming here once a year, and to be honest, the boys look forward to it every time. And to speak about the things is good, you know. Some topics get brought up, and I think some of the boys bring some stuff up that's personal to them, but I think this is the platform for it. And yeah, that's why NAIDOC is a good thing, because it gets us, you know, it gets all the brothers, and not just for us, but even for the non-Indigenous community, they get to see, you know, what our culture means and how much it means to us. And it's a way to express things, you know, whether it's through art, storytelling, dance, sport. Yeah, sometimes you bring NAIDOC up and some people don't even know about it, which is sad, because it's one of the biggest calendars on the year for us, you know. We obviously, you know, we got the torch here, so for myself, I get involved in it. I put as much art through it as I can. It means a lot to all of us, you know, all the brothers here, and doesn't matter who comes in. Like, at the end of the day, when you come in, no matter, you know, where you come from, what background, what sort of sport you play, how high up, you know, whatever grade you're in, like, at the end of the day, we're all equal. We're all on the same platform. Yeah. And,
that's right.
You know, just because we sit on this side and that side, you don't judge us. We appreciate it. Watching some shows on NITV about Uncle Jack Charles, to see where he come from, what he fought for, and, you know, you get an understanding just how much he fought. He was someone, and I'm telling you, like, if there was another 2 like him, 3 like him, 4, 5, you know, another 100, just imagine what they could do. And it just takes someone like him to start it. So this was the last jail I think he visited before he passed away, and that's something that I personally, you know, I'll hold, you know, forever, and just know that he was a good inspiration for our people. Yeah, like, be proud of who you are. Be proud of being a black fella. I love it.